The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
I try to have a nice opening. Do this fucking shit right. I know what it sounds like when I talk now. It's fun. People love
this
it.
This is a magic show? What is this music?
Comedian Mr. Todd Glass is here.
That's my aunt. I like to have a nice opening. Could be new listeners. They need to hear some credits.
Comedy Central presents.
Oh, Comedy Central presents Todd Glass? Well, I guess he's good. If they're presenting him, where do they present him?
They've never presented a bad comedian. Strip.
Hi, it's off Black Horse Motors. It's the Todd Glass Show.
That was our opening music. And that's and our guest today, I say, I'm very formal. I get nervous in front of every guest.
Why? How could you possibly be nervous in front of me, Todd?
Whoa, whoa,
you and I.
Whoa,
Put your fucking hand down. Put your fucking hand down. Blake, this doesn't fucking involve you. Put your fucking hand.
I like right off the top. Just two guys shouldn't be doing a podcast together.
Two guys. I guess they hate each other.
Why would you book him?
Yeah. Why would you book a guy that every time these two guys are in a room, it starts into a brawl? Like everything. It always starts out. Hey, good to see you. What the fuck did that mean?
No. Just say good to
see you. Oh, good to see you. We're just going to fucking insult guys out of the gate?
Oh, come on, Graham.
What the fuck?
I love you. I haven't seen you in a while. I like to mess with you. You're funny.
Oh, funny how? No, I'm doing Joe Pesci.
By the way, that scene, here's how much into that movie I got. And folks, we don't waste any time out of the gate here. We're already in an interesting topic. you can fool people if you keep saying that. They go, I guess it's interesting. Why would he keep saying it? That movie, when he shoots the waiter, I got so into that scene. What a great scene that is for me, I thought, because I literally say this when I'm watching it. And you have to really forget you're watching a movie to say what I said. I went, that's bullshit. Like, I thought, you don't have to be that much of a dick. That's what I was thinking. Like, I get it. I know the things you do, but you do that with people that are gamblers and they owe you money. Fuck them. But this kid, you didn't have to fucking do that.
That was bullshit.
That was bullshit. That's what I would say.
He's just bringing you drinks during a card game. Why you gotta be an asshole?
If I was in the movie, here what I do. You'd be the guy, Joe Pesci, like, defending what you did. You didn't have to do that, Joe. Well, what's his name in the movie?
His name is,
whatever, make up.
Spider is the kid that he shot, and then,
Right.
Paul, fuck.
Don't worry.
I've seen this movie a thousand times. I get mad when I can't remember.
You don't get upset.
Don't you tell me what I want to tell the fucking
head. Come on, because I tell you not to get upset.
Not again.
Blake, shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
You shut the fuck up.
Hey, you don't tell him to shut the fuck up.
Who the fuck? I tell whoever the fuck it
no,
I
No, you don't. You don't tell everyone. You don't walk around the whole planet telling everyone to shut the fuck up. You don't get to do that.
No, go fuck yourself.
All right, let's try to stay on track. There's technical problems going on over there.
Uh-huh.
His name
is Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito.
Well, you're talking about Goodfellas, right?
Joe Pesci's character was Tommy DeVito.
In Goodfellas, yeah.
Tommy, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Tommy, you didn't have to fucking do that.
What the fuck? You said you how are you going to let him get away with that? Why would you?
How am I going to let it? You know we do. You know what we do, and you know we have lines that we shouldn't cross. That fucking kid didn't do anything to you.
No.
That's what you fucking. How small is your dick when you got to go fucking shoot some innocent kid that didn't fucking do nothing to you, but didn't kiss your ass, or maybe you thought he was looking at you the wrong way, and you fucking shoot him? Is that what we fucking do?
Yes, we're fucking sociopathic criminals. That's what we do. That's
all the, right. That's all the, right. I'm not going to let it ruin a friendship.
He got over it quickly. Guess who, Graham? I've got a problem. I just want to get it out of the way. People are calling up to do the podcast, and I'm not, you know, unless you play this message. Because Zach called last week, and now I got Nick Schwartzen calling, and I like Nick. No one likes Nick like I know. Play it. Maybe you can help me deal with this.
Yeah. Hey, Todd. It's Nick Schwartzen calling again about doing your podcast. And I still haven't heard back from you.
I overdo it.
This, I believe, is message number 8. And I really want to do your podcast. So
oh, God.
It'd be great if you could at least do me the decency of fucking call me back. All right, I've done a lot of podcasts. I'm really good at them. And I really want to do yours. So why don't you, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but why don't you get off your fucking ass, Todd, and call me back.
Oh, my God. He gets
really... call me back soon, or I will fucking hurt you. I will hurt you, Todd. I'm sorry, Ed. I didn't mean to say that, but I will fucking hurt you. And I will fucking burn your reel.
My reel?
Your precious
oh my
reel.
God.
And you send all the funny bones. Yeah, I'm going to burn it. And I'm going to burn it. You fucking...
What does that mean? Wow. My precious reel that I send all the funny bones. I don't send tapes out anymore in my point in my career.
Well, you send like links to your reel.
Sure, yeah, that's different. No, Nick is going. You know, hey, look, is there any positive out of this?
Yeah, no, Todd, it sounds like he really wants to do your podcast.
Oh, I never looked at it that way.
Nick,
it's a like popular show, you're saying.
He's done that with our podcast. He's called us a bunch of times. He showed up outside the garage. He's.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's a pain in the ass.
What do you do, though?
I mean, fuck out of here. Take your bearded buddy, Zach, and get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
Do I look like I take that kind of shit?
I feel like...
Look me in the fucking eye when I'm talking to you, Todd. Do I look...
Why did we book him?
Straight up. Yo, this is the worst guest you could ever book. This angry, violent...
I never get tired of that character. I'm serious. But the Nick thing we'll deal with later, but I don't know if I'm not confrontational like that. Plus, I love Nick. It's just... I got, you know, I'm booked up.
I know.
Well, Todd, that's a compliment. He really wants to do it.
What are you saying? Now, he keeps saying this, and I'm a little confused. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean he's done a lot of podcasts. He wants to do yours. Yours is clearly one of the better ones, and he wants to do it.
What podcast has Nick done? Like, what?
Well, no, I think Graham's right, and I don't usually agree with him. That's very self-complimentary to myself. No, I think Graham's right. I think I do have a really good podcast, and I don't usually... Graham's stupid most of the time. Most of the time,
here
it's
we
like...
go.
But now he's got a point. Graham, I'll get to you in a second. Hold up. Move
you
back
keep
from the
pointing
mic a little.
To Blake
you're making me nervous.
And saying my name.
Look, does it matter if we didn't worry about names? You know how much better this world would be? And I like you.
So that's your cure.
Human trafficking, we don't need names. If we didn't have names, human trafficking would be gone. Blood diamonds.
Hello.
Civil war.
You know what?
All of it.
We'll take a break, and we'll be right back right after this. We'll talk more with Graham. We'll take a break right after that. We're going to talk about what you talked about. I'm the guy who has to talk a lot because the guy doesn't have the break music ready. Oh, I like this. Can you sing along with this? Can you give him some echo? We do this for an hour.
This is what the Blackhawks play when they score a goal and they're at home.
Wait, shut that off. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And when they won the Stanley Cup, not this past year, but the year prior.
Against the Flyers.
Yeah, against the Flyers. This is what they would play.
I love that song. I love, it just sounds like you'd want to play it really loud in the car and have like a bunch of people just doing that. And that's what I'm going to do.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I just downloaded Katy Perry's album. It's awesome. She is great. She's great.
I don't know a lot about music to know if you're kidding or not.
I'm not kidding. Yes, she's cheesy, top 40, and I'm getting some head shakes.
You know what?
I loved Avril Lavigne. Like, I've always been a pop girl band guy. I love it.
you know what? Don't let anybody make fun of you or your music choices. Because let me tell you something. If everybody, you know, was privy to what you had on your iPod, people, everyone has some music on there that you know. Like, you have, like, your music you know is good music, and you wouldn't be embarrassed if anybody heard it. Because you're like, well, that's cool stuff. Like, it's people find Johnny Cash or old school stuff. No one's going to go, you like Johnny Cash? But there's some stuff on there. People go, what? What mine is? Yeah, I ain't fucking telling you.
I'll tell you what mine is.
Would you really?
Yeah, well, I just told you one of them. The other one is William Shatner, Transform Man.
But I love that. To me, that's not bad. That's great.
Picture yourself on a boat on a river.
I love that stuff.
With plasticine porters and looking glass eyes.
Oh, I love it.
Suddenly, a man, he's there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eye gang, Lucy and the... It goes into the whole thing.
You could do the whole thing. I wish we had reverb for you. By the way, one of our nice callers told me, and just give me a second here. I have a lot of stuff to get to.
So who's calling? Well, how are they calling? If this is a pre-recorded podcast.
No, they emailed it. They emailed it. Did I say they call?
Yeah.
I did. Thanks for correcting me. I'm serious. Eric O'Neill said, I keep saying echo. Not that it matters, but it's reverb. It's reverb that I use. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that up. That's posted I can throw. This is reverb, apparently. Hello. Hello. Echo is echo, 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 echo. I don't want echo. Anyway, I got with you. Graham, I get a little slow start, but then we're going to get into the show.
Oh, this is great.
Everything. All right, so let's... I do want to start out by saying I want to give a few plugs. Let me just get it out of the way, and then I can enjoy myself. I do not enjoy this.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. Okay. By the way, the messages, when you go on... And I promise we'll make this quick. I know what it's like sitting there not doing anything.
It's fine.
Okay. When you leave the messages on iTunes, what do they call that? They rate the show on iTunes?
Comments. Reviews.
Okay.
Reviews.
Yes, thank you. And I don't want to hear another word out of you. Even if I ask you something, it doesn't give you the right to go talk. Right? Am I making sense, Graham?
Totally.
Yeah, you're my dumb friend that agrees with me.
Yeah,
is that unfair?
No, it's great.
Okay. I'm kidding. That's Blake Edwards. He moved here. Well, go ahead, ask me.
I forgot what
we started the show. This is it.
This is it.
This is. Oh, you thought.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Okay, so you're nice. The message.
I hope you guys got editing software.
Oh. You know what? We'll take a break. We're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back right after
what
this. We'll take a break. Well, that's what we do.
There's no.
We'll take a break.
It's a podcast.
I spend money on these. We're using them. You fucking hear me? Your mic's off. Don't worry. You like this one? Listen to this.
This is a cookie jar impersonator? Is that who this is?
He deserves it. That's what he says. He deserves it. A gum and a cookie.
A gum and a cookie? Who gets a gum? Hey, run out, get me a gum and a cookie.
Can I get a gum and a cookie?
Yeah, I need a gum and a cookie. Sounds like a dumb guy singing.
Can I get some ice cream and sauerkraut? Can you go get that for me?
Well, no, I mean, he doesn't say some gum. A gum.
A gum.
You don't get a gum. Can I get a gum?
I need one.
Oh, excuse me, sir. What do you want?
One gum.
You want gum?
A gum.
A pack of gum.
A gum.
All right, so here's what I want to do. When people leave those messages, it helps me. It makes me feel so good because
Katie,
it lets me.
How do you not like Katy Perry? Like, I can't. This is
me?
Bullshit. Yeah. Teenage Dream?
No, I find her to be very annoying.
I don't know any of her music. I'm sure I'd like it.
It's
trying to be nice.
So great.
No. She sounds nice. She sounds like a nice
person.
She
sounds like a nice kid. She dresses up. She wears nice hair.
What are you going to do?
She wears nice hair.
She irons her shirts. I like a kid who does that.
All right, hold on.
I'm sorry. I'm being the worst
Graham,
guest.
You do whatever you want. I love you, and I can't wait to get this out of the way. I can enjoy Graham Elwood because I thoroughly enjoy Graham Elwood, and I think he should know that. But that's why I want to get this stuff out of the way.
Get it fucking done.
All right, you don't got to be disrespectful.
Don't you fucking read your goddamn plugs, all right? Do your fucking job.
Why would you talk to me like that?
Anytime I do an asshole character, the confused.
I love playing.
God, I love it.
By the end of the show, I'll do five characters that all act like none of my characters.
So bewildered. Always so bewildered, your character.
In the beginning, I did play a role where I yelled back at you, but that was only in the scene of the movie.
Sure.
Usually, any character I does, you're the dick, and I just, for some reason, I don't ever tell you to go fuck yourself. Yeah. I'm always like, oh my God, why would you? That hurt my feelings.
I'm so out of line.
Yeah, you're the club owner that tells me that I killed. Yeah. But I made fun of the chicken strips.
Yeah.
Literally for about 10 seconds. Something happened. Yeah. And then this is after the show. You pull me in your office.
Todd, you know, I know you get up there and you think you're all funny, do your little jokes. What's the problem?
That was a good show, right?
Yeah, it was okay. You make fun of the chicken strips. The chicken strips pay your fucking salary. You know what I'm saying? Without these goddamn chicken. Hi, folks. How are you? Need 2 tickets for the late show?
Wait. Hold on. I want to reset it up. I said in the office. You're right. This is he does this at the podium.
Yeah, the podium.
And the late show, they just opened the doors for the late show, so now they're all coming to the podium, and he's still yelling at you, and as they walk up, and then he'll do it again.
Yes.
No, but I take the guy. I'm the guy. I totally am like, what? No, I'm sorry. I said one little thing.
Oh, you went up there. Thing you up there? You make fun of the chicken strips. I'm running a professional restaurant business bar.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I have a full restaurant bar license. Are you used to that? I knew I couldn't get that one out without laughing, because you could just. Here's why this is so great. It's because any comic who's been on the road for any amount of time has met this guy. This club owner takes himself way too seriously.
Yeah, I'm not just throwing pizzas out there.
All right, I'm not just throwing pizzas out there. We're running a professional food delivery and cabaret lounge. Do you understand me?
All I said was when somebody put the chicken strips down, I went, I made a little sarcastic remark.
Oh, like, that little sarcastic remark. If that cuts into my bottom line. Guess what? You don't get paid this week. Is that funny now? The chicken strips keep the fucking lights on here.
And then
you got to go, hi, folks. 2 seats?
As he's got the menus in his... crammed between his arm and his, like, body.
Some stupid tie. Mm. Oh, God.
All right, so here's where... Those messages that you leave, I really like when people leave nice messages. It makes me feel good because I know what people like. And then also, I want to talk about... And let me plug a few dates here. I'm going to be... at the DC Improv, October 14th, 15th, and 16th, and I will be there with Elliot in the Morning. I'll be 2 of the cities with my favorite morning shows. They're good morning shows. Elliot in the Morning in DC. I genuinely love that guy. And then I'm my second. They're both equal. These are out of all the markets I do. You go to markets with a morning radio. They're awesome. How cool is that?
Yeah, it is. It is. Preston and Steve in Philly. Mm-hmm. They're great. I love doing morning radio.
And have you ever done Elliot in the Morning in D.C.?
No, because anytime I've ever worked D.C., it's been the Arlington Draft House.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do much radio. Like, they've really built up, like, a solid, like, core audience that comes. So that
He's another one of those guys. He just didn't really – it makes you not mind getting up for radio. So then I'll be in Bucks County at the Comedy Cabaret on the 21st of October. And D.C., did I mention it's October 14th, 15th, and 16th? And then I'll be at P.J. Ryan's in Phoenixville, October 20th. They're both very small rooms. And then also, now listen, Helium, if you're in Philadelphia, I'm begging you.
It's a great club.
If you have never, here's why I'm over-prefacing this. I feel a little guilty that I'm taking these 2 dates in Philly, the Bucks County one and then P.J. Ryan's. And then I'm going to be at Helium in March. But that's almost a half a year away. And I'm plugging it. I'm going to be at Helium. That's a full-fledged comedy club. The only one in Philadelphia.
It's so well run. Mark Grossman does such a great job.
I'm so glad that you agree.
I've done several shows there with Doug Benson. And we've done podcast recordings there. We've done 420 shows. And the fans, like, there are obviously a lot of Doug Loves Movies podcast fans. But now that there's a lot of fans of our podcast, Comedy Film Nerds. And they come out and they're the coolest, most supportive people. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot say enough. And then he's got a very good club in Helium in Portland
also.
As well. And that's going to take a little more time to build up because he's been in Philly longer.
Yeah.
But man, the shows in Philly have been awesome.
Like, yeah, that's why when people do it is right. It's like, you would think everyone knew there was a Helium in Philadelphia, but there's still people that probably don't know. Like, I'm telling you.
But Todd, you know this. There's clubs that have been around for 30 years, and people are like, oh, there's a comedy club here?
Yeah.
I grew up here, you know? And it's like, who said it? A comedy club owner at the Zanies in Nashville said it. He goes, our best customer comes 2 to 3 times a year.
It's not as much as you would think.
You know, yeah, it's not as much as you would think.
When you go to a comedy club, it's a very much you need to be on time. It's not like you're showing up at a bar and you can be a little late. So people, as that day approaches, because I know always people go, oh, we're going to go see you.
Back in the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and even 60s and partially 70s too.
And the hits of today and tomorrow?
And the hits of today and tomorrow. We'll be right back after these messages. But that era, you know, in the 80s, and it kind of died down in terms of going and seeing a live any time of
any type of entertainment, that's what you did. Now it's movies if you're going to go out, or you know what I mean? Maybe you see a band, but in the old days, you'd go see a dance number, you'd go see a show. Like, it was a big thing, and so going to see live comedy was part of that whole thing you go do. So now comedy is sort of almost out on its own, and so it's this sort of, it's still this, like, people don't know about it as this art form and this entertainment thing to go do. They just don't know about it.
Yeah, when you find good comedy, hey, I remember when I found it when I was, you know, I was pretty young still, but when I had no concept of how good comedy could be, like,
right.
And it's fun. So anyway, but moving
I'm
on
sorry,
real
I'm
quickly.
Sorry.
No, you don't ever have to be sorry. Helium is a great club in Philly, and I'll be there at March 21st to the 24th. Mark, I am plugging the hell out of your club. Let me do those two little teeny clubs. Come on, the Comedy Cabaret. That's not. You come.
We're gonna be there. We're gonna be.
Comedy Cabaret is great too, by the way. But it's not a full fledged comedy club.
Mark's gonna let us.
Everybody.
Mark wants us to do a Comedy Film Nerds live show at Helium, and we're gonna do that.
Yes.
We're gonna tie in a bunch of dates.
You know what? Now I'm not editing this, because now I'm afraid. Now Mark will go, it's all right, but now the owner of the Comedy Cabaret in Bucks County is going to go, what, my club isn't a full-fledged club? Comedy Cabaret in Bucks County, fun club. I've been working it for, it's been there 30 years. But Helium is the, you know, club that brings in national acts.
Right.
Okay, let's move on. There we go. Okay, so we got that. Now let me explain this. What are you looking at your phone for, Graham? What are you?
I got a thing. I got to take off.
Oh, really? I'm going to talk about something, Graham, and you might... clobber me for talking about this, but just give me a second. I love when cops drive. I love watching cops run red lights.
Oh, I love watching them nightstick people. You know what I mean? Just see fucking drugged up.
Sometimes. I hate to see people get maced that shouldn't get it, but one time I
did talk- they really not deserve it, though?
Thank you.
Thank you.
One time I watched a heckler. I talked about this in that movie, Heckler. A heckler that wouldn't leave the room in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. He wanted to come back after he heckled the whole first show. And he wanted to come back, and he left his cell phone there. I don't know what happened to it. I didn't see it. And he came back, and he had to leave the room. They go, sir, they're starting the late show. You know the way it is in Vegas. You got these in the Harris. Those cops have guns, and they want to shoot somebody.
Well, those security guards at the casinos, they love to just roll some guy out of there.
You know what? I love it.
I love it. Nightstick the idiot.
Yeah, he wouldn't leave. The next thing you know, no, they're on camera, so they're doing everything by the book. But I swear, I'll make a long story short. At one point, they go, sir, and they are – it's on camera, so I'm not repeating it. This is how it went down. Sir – sir, sir, you have to, please, you must comply. Sir, sir, there's four cops. Finally, they go, we're going to have, they mace him in his face. And he was wheezing, and I felt so good.
That's so awesome.
He got what he deserved.
Seen that.
All he did was get what he's been doing, spraying mace all over anything that is creative. He doesn't just shit on creativity if it's a stand-up comedy. He would go to a band,
he's
an art
asshole.
Show.
He's an asshole.
And he
everywhere.
Got mace in his face. And you know what? Yes, it felt good.
Good, good.
Foaming at the mouth like a disgusting, unappreciative pig.
Yeah.
That's good.
And
good.
And you kick him in the ribs. Like you
thank you. I'm serious. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Andy Rooney is dead. Why do I make a joke about it? I grew up with Andy Rooney. I used to live next door to him.
There was a kid,
we went to high school together.
There was a kid that I was in high school with, and his name was Andy Rooney, and I had gym class with him, and I'm sure he was so sick of this, but we just kept going, you ever notice you can't hit a free throw in gym class? Like, we just kept doing that. You ever notice you forget to clean your gym uniform, and it smells awful? Just all gym class.
What do you think he's doing right now, that kid?
I think he's like, you fucking suck. He's writing on Twitter. No, I think he's probably got he was a really nice guy. He's probably got a wonderful life. And he's just like, I'm so not shocked that Graham never got a real job, is what he's saying.
Hey, Graham, I know what I want to talk about. I think I just missed something, but it's all right. I know when I re-listened to the podcast, I think you said something and I got a little lost. But I'm sorry. It's all good. We made a character up that I want to share with our audience. Me and Graham. Now, we've never told this on this podcast. Me and Graham were going to, where were we going?
Fresno. Oh, God, I love this story. This is one of the first times, like, we had known each other. Like, we had just done shows together around town. But this is the first time we ever, like, went and did a gig on the road together.
And I called Graham. At what time?
No,
what time in the morning?
Me. The phone rings. I had been living in L.A. like a year or so, maybe. And I get a phone call at like 5:30 in the morning. And this is back before everyone had a cell phone. So this is like your home phone would ring. And I'd be like, I was like, hello. And he's like, hey, it's Todd. And I'm like, Todd, what? It's 5:30 in the morning. And he goes, you're gonna feel stupid when I tell you what happened, well, why I'm calling. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, what? And he goes, 3 weeks to Fresno.
So anyway,
that was my introduction into Todd Glass, and that was like we became instant friends.
And then you wore a vest, and then I got one.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I thought they were cool, and then you stopped wearing it a week later. I'm like, I gotta get rid of my vest now. Anyway, and I caught you on the tail end of your vest wearing.
Yeah, I used to have bad sweaters, and then I wore bad vests.
I thought they were cool.
Oh God,
I thought that guy Graham's really cool. Look at him; he wears cool sweaters and vests.
Oh yeah, I would go vest and a T-shirt with acid wash jeans.
I don't remember that.
I'm not, and I would do the party cuff.
Okay, so I said five, and then when we said we're going to treat it like we're going on a really cool road trip. So when I showed up at Graham's, you had like a cooler, and we put it in the back of the car.
Well, the thing was, after you did the 5:30 in the morning, then I think I called you and left like long messages about I'm going to bring my commercial acting demo reel. We're going to listen to that. I was trying to be like, who would be the worst guy to go on the road with?
Yeah, everything you don't want to do.
Everything
in the
you
car.
Don't want to do in the car.
And then we get there and we hear a woman out by the pool. From this sort of real story, we made up this entire life. Her name, we made her name was Libby. And we heard Libby, she was out by the pool and she was talking to her children, who loved her very much probably, but you know, it's probably their mother.
Right.
And we thought maybe like they weren't very nice to her. Like, oh.
We just created this whole thing. But then I just walked up to the side of the pool and I just went, I just like to stick my toes in the water just a little bit.
That was Libby.
That was Libby.
And then I introduced myself to you. I go, hey, what's your name?
I said, hello, my name's Libby. How are you?
Oh, how are you? Right? Then cut to, we only do it on the phone.
Yeah, we would. Oh.
So now we really picture, like, you kept in touch with me somehow, and I called you, and you'd go, like, you called me up on the phone.
I go, hey, Todd.
Let's do the bit where I want to take you out to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
But you always have a reason. You try to act like easy. That line you used?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, Todd, it's Libby.
Oh, hey, Libby, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know me, just easy breezy. Everything's going well. How are you, sweetie?
I'm glad you called. When I gave you my number, I told you I wanted to stay in touch with you.
Yeah, I figured let would give you a jingle. We'll go out and do something sometime.
Hey, what do you want to do?
Well, let maybe go get something to eat.
You pick.
Anything. You know me, Todd. I'll eat any kind of food. You name it, we'll go do it.
All right. Well, you know what? I always enjoy Factors. They have good sandwiches.
The sandwiches, the bread, it gets a little too crumbly and it scratches my lips.
Well, then maybe, you know what? Why don't you... You want to just go to a nice steakhouse? We'll go to a steakhouse. We'll have a nice steak.
I don't like the steaks. They're all smoky in there, and it burns my eyes. And those big steak knives, I can't get my hands around them. It's like I'm holding a shovel. But I'll go anywhere, Todd. You know me. I'm easy breezy. Whatever you want, sweetie.
You know what, Libby? Now we're starting to see what she did to her family. So I'm trying to be nice. Take a deep breath. She's older. Be patient. You know what, Libby? Because her family might go, well, Mom, at this point. I go, don't go there. I go, you know what, Libby? You know, just seriously, you pick wherever you want to go. I'm happy to just have you spend the afternoon with you. So you pick.
All right. Well, just anything. I don't care. We'll go.
How about... Go ahead.
So whatever you want, Todd. You know me.
All right. You know what we'll do? We'll go to the deli. We'll get some fresh chicken and fresh chops, and we'll have a little barbecue at my house. We'll go to the deli.
Go to the deli's fine. It's just the deli's great. It's just the lighting at the deli. It makes my eyes hurt.
What?
The lighting at the deli and the salads, they glare at you in the window. I can't have it. I can't.
I used to love this. You come up with the best excuses. One time I said, let's go to the butcher. And you go, oh, no, the ammonia that they clean with hurts my esophagus. What could be wrong? I finally go, the lighting there.
The lighting. And they just, and we would go, you would always go, Libby, whatever you want to do, you know, it's the most.
And then Libby fell in love. No one can fool me with a voice. But then we made up a story. Oh. You called me out of the blue once.
I called you out of the blue with this voice.
Graham, I freaked me. I go, I must have met this guy. So anyway, in the area, the message you left on my machine. This is a good one.
Hey, Todd, how you doing, baby? It's Lionel. I got your number the other day, man. I got a jazz club down in Long Beach. I'd like you to come down there and do a show, you know what I mean? And I know you out on the road doing your thing. Maybe you bring that Chinese guy, Bobby Miyamoto. And you know, y'all come down and I get you $50, you know what I mean, and then a half prize on a barbecue sandwich. But you know what I mean? Y'all come down, it's gonna be a great day.
Yeah, yeah. You did, in all fairness, so I don't look like an idiot, you didn't even like break and say anything like half price on a barbecue chicken salad sandwich, because then I would have known you left it, and I'm like racking my brain. I'm like, so I called you.
Yeah.
And you answered the phone. The minute you answered, I went, and I remember what I said. You answered, you went, hey, and hello. Just yeah, normally yeah. I went, you motherfucker.
You went great. You went. Yeah, I remember you, because I
saw you calling, and I was like, God, I don't know if he knew that was a joke or not. So I just went, hello. And you were like, there was a pause. I remember you were like, Graham. And I went, hey, Todd, how you doing, baby? And you went, you motherfucker. That's what you said.
Yeah, you were like,
I remember you were like, Graham, I swear to God.
I had no idea.
I had no idea. You were like, oh, my God. I knew as a comic, sometimes you give your number to somebody and you're...
He wanted to do comedy, or maybe it was 2 years ago. And
yeah, it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
So then we made up a story that Lionel has been... How do we say it? Can we say what we said? You know, they've been dating.
Him and Libby have been going at it.
And I call Libby because Lionel is taking her money. Yeah, and like he's using her. Like, yes.
Here's the great thing. I just you called because Todd was so great. I always knew when he was like having a party or dinner or hanging out with friends smoking pot, because I'd get a call and I go, hey Todd, go, hey Graham, is Libby there? Right. I could always tell they were like smoking pot, so I'd say, oh, let me see if she's around, buddy.
And do the how you do it, like when you call yeah. and then you know where you do it off.
Yeah, I go, hold on a sec. Libby, Todd's on the phone. Oh, that's okay, Lizzie. Let me come talk to him. I hope the phone's not too hot.
Libby.
Hey, Todd. How are you, sweetie?
How are you?
I'm good.
I got to talk to you, and it's a little bit... Are you... You know, and it's okay if you are. Are you dating?
Oh, Lionel, he's so sweet. He just tells me every some wonderful thing. Well, here's the first time we did it. You called and I started talking because I had just gotten
Lionel was there, I think.
Yeah, you were like, can I talk to Lionel? I'm like, hey, baby, how you doing? And then you're like, is Libby there? I said, oh, she's a wonderful woman. And I'm like, oh, she's great. And I was like, Lionel told you first that they were dating. And you were like, what? And then you go, hey, can I talk to Libby? And then Libby gets on the phone and
hey, Libby?
Hey, Todd, how are you, sweetie?
Hey, are you in the room by yourself?
Yeah, sweetie. Libby, it's Libby. A little dark in here and there's not enough air, but it's okay.
Are you Libby, I want to talk to you. That guy Lionel, is this between me and you?
Oh, he's a darling.
No,
he's so
is he taking money
no,
from you?
No, I've always wanted to be part owner in a jazz club. And when
she said no, but you realize...
The great thing was, I'll never forget this. This is why I love doing these character sketches with Todd, because he's like, he gets so into it. He goes, can I talk to Libby? Because Lionel's like, yeah, she's awesome. And Todd was like, I don't see it. I don't see them together. And then he goes, so how's everything going? And I said, and how's it? He's like, when I said, I've always wanted to be part of a jazz club, Todd goes, I knew something was up. I knew this relationship wasn't real. Like, you
in my head.
In your head.
Yes, I knew it. He's taking advantage of her. And you told me something about it. Like, we go to the ATM every day.
Yeah, we go to the ATM every day. He helps me write my checks for me. He's just delightful.
Oh, Libby.
I gave him all my bank information. It's so helpful.
Nancy Grace's tit fell out. We'll talk about it more when we come back. She had two tits and they flopped out of her dress. We'll take a break and we'll be back. No, you don't.
You make my pants wanna get up and dance.
Come on, sing it, everybody.
You make my face wanna grin.
Oh, God. We got a lot to get to. Did I talk about helium in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
hey, did you ever do the Fred Sanford, the music thing where he goes, $5? Five people. I ain't paying for five people.
Oh, yeah.
I could do this every week, and we have. Let's do it a little bit. And give me some echo when I introduce him, and then we'll just take turns doing it. Like, Graham, you want to do it?
That's
Blake? Okay. Jesus Christ. Yeah. You look stupid with your headphones.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, I say what's on my mind. Hello, girls. Okay, five, five people. I ain't doing no show for some five motherfucking people. You want to do it?
Yeah.
We do it until it gets funny, and it does eventually.
Okay. Well, you got to play me on.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Sanford.
five people. I ain't playing no show on no motherfucking five people. I'm gone.
Blake, make it up it. Go ahead.
Oh, put me on. Put me on.
You're on.
Introduce.
Ladies and gentlemen, Blake at no.
Red Fox.
You don't have to yell at me in front of the audience.
Blake Edwards.
Blake Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Marv Albert.
Popular filmmaker.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Sanford.
All right, ladies. Wait a minute. Five people. I ain't doing no show in front of five motherfucking people.
Do the one where he...
I think they introduced him as actual Red Fox.
Oh, they do. Oh, you're right. Name. What did I say?
Fred Sanford,
oh,
his TV
right.
character.
You're
name.
Right. You're right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lamont.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Florence Henderson.
I'd okay. love to do a show in front of five people. Oh. She's really nice and kind. Honors her.
Oh, why wouldn't I? Yeah. Hold on. I mean, you know what? I can't punish the people that showed.
Yeah. Why should I punish you guys for the people who didn't show? You want a show, right? Yay, we want a show. All right, here it comes. Mrs.
You, oh, you people, that make me laugh so well, you, because the band wants to go home. This bit, there's no rhyme or reason for this bit, but for some reason, Florence Henderson is filling in
Why
for Red
is
Fox.
She's show covering for Red Fox. Which, well, back, honestly, back in the 70s, that probably happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of crazy booking. You'd watch those TV shows where it'd be like Florence Henderson, Donny Osmond, you know. And
they would make them, back then, no one knew how to say no. So when they did the roast, if you were a character on a sitcom, you had to show up to the roast in that character.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now they wouldn't. Now they probably wouldn't do that.
To, like tic-tac-toe. Like,
everybody loves Raymond. The mom and dad wouldn't show up and like start. Hey, shut up, you asshole! Yeah. You know, they wouldn't. They
Did
would,
he say asshole a lot on that TV?
Back then, you could. Apparently, back then, you could do anything you wanted, and life was great.
Everyone was drunk.
I see pictures of unhappy families fake smiling. That's what it looks like to me when people back then. All right, hold on, everybody. That was here's the band. They want to leave. They know Red Fox isn't going to perform in front of, so they don't even wait for him. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for pointing out. I always say this a lot. I mess things up. If you're sitting, even though I preface it every week, there's someone going, why is he saying, what did I say?
Fred Sanford.
Fred Sanford, Red Fox. Ladies and gentlemen, that's reverb. I was corrected. Ladies and gentlemen, Red Fox.
Five people. I ain't fucking doing no show for five people. They don't even wait.
By the way, that's a great theme song. Quincy Jones wrote that theme song.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's a great theme song.
Do you remember that thing when Don Rickles, after Frank Sinatra died, and Quincy Jones was doing a... Larry King had them all on the like a split screen, and then they were all talking about Frank, and then, oh, I hope I don't mess this up, but somewhere Don Rickles goes... Because they're all in split screens. Quincy Jones is up there, Don Rickles... And then now, all of a sudden, Don Rickles, in the middle of the serious conversation, goes, Larry, I don't want to alarm you, but I think Quincy stole my wallet. I'm close enough. Anyway. All right, so we got that. Andy Rooney is dead.
Okay.
No, I shouldn't say that. I don't mind making fun of it.
You ever wonder what happens when you die? I don't.
I feel it's, you know what, Andy Rooney was an amazing, I'm not making, you know why I'm not making fun of him? Because what if his family hears? And they go, those two guys aren't creative.
No, no.
He's retired. He's not dead.
Oh, he's just retired?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he died.
No, he just retired.
Oh, my God. I feel horrible. Even with all my twisted sense of humor, I don't like.
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to. We'll bleep that out. No one will know shit.
He's retired. That's wonderful.
Oh, I hope he is retired. He deserves it. He worked hard for the, well, not that hard, but I wish I had his job.
He sat in front of books. Sat in front of a bookshelf.
He's an institution.
He is.
All right, listen. The death penalty. What were you talking about that? I don't usually get into politics, and we have the first show is going to stop soon, and then we do the after show. So what did you? What was?
Yeah. Well, this is a good thing to close a comedy podcast on. The death penalty is.
This is what we want it to be.
Yeah.
This
no,
is
no,
not.
No, no, no,
I don't
serious.
Need your comments.
It's serious. I'm sorry. Read the script. I'll just read the script. Yeah. No, we wanted to talk about that guy Troy Davis, who was executed 5 days ago.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Keep it light.
Exactly. That's, I'm so glad you played that song.
There you go.
That's perfect.
That's why he's here. And by the way, hello to Andrew. Tell him to go. So you can tell Andrew where to go in the podcast when we were talking about him. Andrew usually does the sound for us. Chris is filling in. What number are we at the podcast? We're at the hour and three. Tell Andrew to listen. An hour and three. Andrew, you're great. Andrew, we miss you. You're great. Andrew, Andrew,
God,
Andrew.
He was so good at what he did.
He was so good. Okay, enough about Andrew.
He died, right?
He's still alive. Okay, so.
You ever wonder what happened to Andrew? I just pointed for the Fred Sanford and he missed it. Oh, it's too goddamn late.
So everything's good. All right. Don't you mind no business, eh?
Let me just take Graham. We never met before, but I saw you at Helium when you were opening for Doug.
Oh, really?
And I just want to. I'm a big fan, so I got you a little gift.
Oh.
Oh, thanks, man.
I know. I mean, basically, I had a lot of time today. I'm not working right now, so I just I got a lot of ingredients, and I made you a pie, and it took me all afternoon. It's my mom's recipe. I made this for you myself.
Oh, thanks, man.
And yeah, it took a while, but it was worth it. And it's oven fresh. This pie that I made for you.
There you go.
Oven fresh.
You made that?
Yeah. Yeah. It took me all afternoon.
Yeah. But this is.
I got it. That's you bought the. By the way, it's nice enough that you bought it.
Todd, it's oven fresh. That pie.
No, you just said you made it. Hold on, Graham. Can I?
Todd,
just let me because he's one of my guy here. I got to deal with it with kid gloves here because you know he's a loose cannon.
Todd, it's oven.
You
it's
just
oven
said.
Fresh.
You just said. First of all, that's very nice. And if you want to say thank you, Graham.
No, thank you.
Whether you bought it at Vaughn's or not.
No, it doesn't matter where you bought it.
It's
oven fresh.
No,
is
you
what
said.
I say.
Did you not just say you made? You said you bought the ingredients and you made it.
I said that it was oven fresh.
No,
if
hold
you
on,
listening.
Hold on. Can you play that back?
Hey, Graham, I know this is a little weird. We never met before, but I'm a huge fan of your comedy. So this afternoon, I spent the whole afternoon. I got the best ingredients. It's my mother's recipe. She
this
used to
you.
Make it for me.
No,
so I baked you this
Todd,
pie
what is this?
Myself. For you, and I put so much hard work into it. I really hope you like this pie I baked.
Are you
for
fucking
you.
Kidding me?
So basically, what I'm trying
right
to
now?
Say is that it's oven fresh.
Yeah, you said it's
I
oven
I just said oven fresh. You heard that, right?
Do you have a fucking problem?
No, I don't have a fucking problem. My problem.
You're way out of line.
I'm here in front of one of my idols. I got him an oven fresh pie.
You said you bought it.
No, I didn't.
Graham?
No, I didn't.
You're
what? Why? I'm surprised you didn't preface this for 10 fucking minutes before you play that goddamn fucking quit.
You're way out of line, Graham.
Why don't you tell that fucking John Goodman bit again? I'm like a thin John Goodman. You know what else? You don't have common in John Goodman? He has a fucking career, Todd.
Graham.
No, your way. Wait. You don't even get my fucking name right. I'm basically doing a free fucking internship with you with a podcast.
You're way out of line. You're way out of line.
I'm way out of line.
Yes, you don't say that about my
fucking selling of your goddamn special coming. I heard you get off.
That's not right.
I heard you did crowd work on your fucking special. What, you can't do an hour without talking to the fucking crowd?
Wow.
Todd, your mom's 70. She's gonna die soon. My fucking friend got asbestos poisoning.
Graham, I mean Blake,
you're dying of asbestos. We're trying to put a benefit together.
This seems to me like Letterman. They do that on his show. Is that what this is? Like when they yell at him and he's okay with it? I'm not okay with this.
Well, I'm not okay with it either. I'm trying to help.
You need to take. I want you to do something.
What?
Take a deep breath. I like you.
I
ho.
Fine.
Count to three, and you're gonna think about what you're doing, and you might make different choices. Count to five. One. I like you, and you're at the point right now. You said some really, really nasty things about me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, as a full-grown adult, I feel like I could...
Say it!
Did you... Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Now, how do you feel?
I feel like fucking shit, Todd! How much money am I making? I'm sitting here like a jackass. You cut my mic every fucking
Graham, do you want to talk to him?
I feel like you can't even hear me,
Graham,
right now.
I swear to God, this isn't a bit.
Okay. Blake, I very much appreciate the pie.
Thank you.
And I think we can use indoor voices.
What? Honestly, I'm using my fucking indoor voice. This is if I'm indoors or outdoors. I'm fucking pissed off.
This is your idol talking
right
to you. This is your idol.
I know it's my idol. Now, that's why I'm so pissed off. Because you're undercutting me.
You don't think
I
you have
a pie. I need stage time.
You said.
Pie,
you
and
said.
Need headlining.
You
soon.
Said. You what?
I need fucking
what did you say? No. What did you just
minutes.
Say? What?
I can do 50. I have a strong 15, and he's gonna be headlining, and I gotta fucking get
you,
work.
This isn't even healthy for you.
You know, it's not. What do you mean this isn't healthy?
You're Graham, you gotta know.
It's Blake. You're still calling me
Stop.
Graham. You don't even know my fucking name.
Now you fucking try to take me. You're gonna be, oh, Blake, I'm your mentor. I'll fucking take you under wing. I'm running out and getting coffee for fucking features on this goddamn show. And
oh, that was gorgeous. That was gorgeous.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Oh, fuck, that was great.
We're going to take...
That was great. That
getting
was great.
Coffee for features,
coffee
which ends
for
up being...
features. It God ends damn up, it.
That was, wasn't that your first CD?
Coffee for features.
Coffee for features.
All right.
This is a great pie, by the way.
All right, that was very nice. All I was saying, and we're going to go to break here, and then we're going to do the after show.
I'm
look
so
at,
angry.
Katie, aren't you impressed how close I am to the keeping the first show short?
I'm super impressed.
Katie, okay. You're an angel.
Yep, I know.
Graham,
yeah. Blake.
By
stop.
The way,
Carl, why
by
do
the way,
you keep doing that?
By the way,
are you crazy?
I'm going to break this bit for a second. Do you know what's amazing about that? And I think you know me well enough, Graham. Do you know every time I called him Graham, what was I? Was I doing it on purpose? And I will tell you the truth, or was I not?
You were doing it on purpose.
No,
I know.
You
I know.
Were.
I know you're fucking up.
I was fucking up. I don't
you
know
were
why.
Doing that before Graham even got here, you were calling me.
You've
Graham.
Been doing it the whole show.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just I have a thing. I have a problem with names. It doesn't represent how I feel about you.
I hope not.
Like, you know, last week on the show, sarcastically, I said, I wish no one cared about anybody's name. And I thought about this. First of all, I've been forgotten. The reason I'm not forgotten that much, it's not a compliment to myself, is because I overintroduce myself until someone says, stop. And I've even defended people behind their backs when someone goes, come on, I spent a whole night with them. I get it. I remember one night after a corporate, Jay Leno took me on his plane. We sat on it for 5 hours all the way back home. 5 hours we talked to each other. I know there'd be people that would say, I know they meet a lot of people. Although I shouldn't use Jay Leno for this because he does remember everybody. But hypothetically.
Right, right.
Someone would say, I know they meet a lot of people. But tell me if I'm wrong. I'm on a plane with him for 5 hours. 2 nights later, he looked at me like he didn't know me. No, he didn't. I would feel if Jay didn't remember me, I would never say that. I'd be like, no, he meets a lot of people.
You
know who else deals with this? I don't think it's a show business thing. Bartenders, waiters, there's people that go to the bar, poor bartender, and they go, oh, I dropped $50 on that guy last night. He looked at me like he didn't remember me.
If you meet a lot of people in any sort of customer service thing or like what we do, I just did two shows. I probably shook 400 hands in two nights. You know what I mean?
But we don't mean it like the reason I prefaced it like that is so I don't mean it's a showbiz thing. Anybody, any industry where people, you know, if you're a bartender or a waitress. But my point is,
if you're in sales or something, you got.
And by the way, with the ending positively, most people are awesome with it. Most of the time when you forget someone's name, it's those 3% of the people that make you live in fear. And all I say, if you knew how I felt. Did you ever walk away from someone when you actually in your heart go, I should remember their name? It has nothing to do with anything, even the way you feel about them. You go, fuck. You walk away, you feel like shit. If you knew how I felt, I want to say it to someone that gives you a hard time, you'd know you didn't need to give me any more shit
because
I feel like shit.
Yeah, and I want to, I mean, like in terms of, especially specifically with us, like fans, like I want to remember all of them because I'm truly appreciative that anyone comes out to a show. Especially in this economy. Like, I'm so appreciative that people come out, and now that they're like podcasting has changed things. They're such fans, and they're so loyal, and oh, I love everything you do, and the people they sell the podcast. Like, I really wish I knew all of you by name and would remember everything.
What's great? And again, we say, is it doable? It is. I love people do this more than they don't. That's my point. I'm not just trying to be positive. I really feel this way. Most people are awesome with it. They just start talking, and they remind you.
Yeah,
and then eventually you go, oh, my God, we met at the thing. If you just start talking, I'll tell you what's not going to bring back memories.
Do you remember me?
Right.
Who am I? Right. Do you remember me? No.
And by the way.
I won't.
I've seen it done. Let's move on. Let's move on. What I want to say is most of the time this anger doesn't always come. Nah, I'm moving on. Okay, so anyway.
It's not anger so much. Let me say this.
It's you feel like shit is what it is.
Well, and overall, and I'm not trying to go back to the other topic but I think, you know, we're comedians. And you and I, Todd, specifically are passionate guys. We have passionate opinions about things. It doesn't mean that we're like rageaholics or crazy, guys who are always angry. We're just passionate about everything we talk about. You and I mean, I remember when we first went to Fresno, one of the reasons why we bonded is we would get in these discussions about like, no, this is why this is the best shaving cream. Now hear me out. Because you and no, seriously. We would have these fucking discussions about the best razors and everything like that. So it was I was
Oh my God, Graham, I don't mean to.
Oh.
Did you have to leave?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, you want to stay for an after show because it's bad out there.
Yeah, I don't want to get caught in the rain.
Oh my God, I've never seen it in LA come down like this.
I've never seen fake rain like this before. It's amazing.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry?
It's bad. Okay, let's wrap it up by saying this. Get rid of that fake rain. It's great. I like when you said it's fake rain. God damn it, they don't know. All I want to say to you. After what happened, we didn't forget about that. We got sidetracked. Thank you, Chris, over there. Also, if you want to tell Andrew at 1 hour and 14 minutes, tell Andrew, Andrew. I know he's just going to go to the parts. Okay. I just want you to know what you did, you can't yell at me like that. And let's leave it positive. You know I think the world of you, Blake. Just you got to, next time you're thinking of yelling at me, you got to take a deep breath. But we're all good, and I think the world of you. Just, you can't do that again.
All right. All right, Todd. I can do that. Thank you. But God fucking damn it! If you do that one more time, I am going to fucking leave this show. I'm going to Marin's podcast, and we're going to get some
Marin's?
Real fucking
How do you know
ratings.
What?
Mark Maron!
What about Mark Maron?
He's the fucking best. You're fine. But good God, is that guy fucking good? What the fuck? And why is that podcast so goddamn good? And yours is fine. It's just God. How long can a podcast be?
Do you really feel this way?
Yes!
I want to take the higher road here.
Todd, listen. Let me just ask you one more fucking thing. And if you
have a... You seriously.
If you fucking listen to me. You don't listen. What is my name? That's all I want to ask. What is my name? And, you know, if it's, like, just get it, and then I'll fucking
I know
up.
Your name.
All right, Todd.
Graham.
God fucking damn it! It's Blake! But we went to high school together!
Why did you say that about... Why can't my show... My show's as good as Mark Maron's.
You said... Dude, now you have a fucking problem. First of all, no, it's not.
My show's
and
not...
second of all, you just got my name wrong. I gave you 100% chance to fucking come back and make good, and you fucking blew that!
What?
I'm wearing a name tag.
We're not in competition. I can't see it. I just see L-A-K-E.
No, there's blatantly a B there. And even if there wasn't, L-A-K-E should be enough to jog your fucking dumb head.
You're out of line. And we're wrapping up the show, and I want to do it on a light note. Why? My show's good. You think... We're not in competition. Mark Maron does his thing and I do mine. Why do you have to...
Well, he does it a whole lot fucking better than you do, Todd.
Are you going to feel bad about this when you wake up in the morning?
Yes! My throat's killing me already! Oh, you mean mentally?
Everybody, you're listening to the Todd Glass Show. We're high top Black Horse Motors. Come on down here and take a look at some of these motherfucking cars.
They're great. I used to have a 69 Mustang.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I bought it to put it in the short film I directed that you were in, Hello right. Junkie.
Yes. That was fun. I wore that cop uniform all day. Graham goes, I need you for a cop on Friday. Monday morning, I put the uniform on and walk slowly towards it. And El Segundo. What was that sound stage where we shot that?
It was actually up north. It was like Santa Clarita or something like that.
Anyway. All right. So we're going to take a break. Nancy Grace's tit popped out. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with the after show, and then and that's how we're going to do it. And are you okay now?
I honestly, I can't stop sweating. And now I'm just fucking hurt.
Can I tell you something?
Who are you talking to right now?
Blake.
Yeah.
Blake.
It is Blake.
You can't... We're just give me one more second with this.
Okay.
I actually, through all this... Turn the mics off.
Turn them off.
I'm not shitting around.
No, they're off.
This is going to be... Todd, this is really important.
Hold on.
This is really important.
In a weird way, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
When you want someone to get help, you don't say it in an aggressive way. I'm saying you need to be on, and I'm not, and I like you. I think you're talented. You need to be on a medication because this has got to be affecting your career.
What?
I forgive you, and I want to work, and I'm going to forget about all of this. You said some really hurtful things.
When?
You really? You don't remember anything that you just said?
Todd, what are you trying to say that I need to stop doing?
You need to just
You are so vague. Be more specific. What do I have to stop doing? What? Answer my question.
Stop insulting
me. You're staring at me like a fucking dog after it's been sick for days. A dog? You're stupid. You're a dumb fucking dog. You're a sick dog that's owner left it on the side of the road because he didn't know his name. What? Say something. Say something, you dumb dog. You stupid mutt. You dumb fucking stray piece of shit.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with the after show. Graham, I want to thank you for sticking around for the after show.
Thanks, buddy.
Look, I can talk a song. I learned. Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? No, seriously, Graham, look. Miracles, I guess. Can I get more reverb? Well, they still happen now and then. Watch this. I go hard on the first one. Step into my heart. You always got to slow down when you can't hit the note. Watch this. Leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world.
You want my world to be fighting.
Built with you in mind.
You build a world with somebody else in mind.
How are you? Let's try your hardest. Oh, no. Pause it.
I can do this.
Turn the echo off. You're in a movie. It's Steven Spielberg, big time. They go, you're at a karaoke bar. You're not great, but you're not. You got to just.
I can do this.
You can do it. Okay.
I don't need direction. I can fucking do this.
Well, I'm Steven Spielberg right now. Is that
what
you're
doing? Shut up, Steve. Shut your fucking yap hole. I know how to do goddamn karaoke.
Hey. You know what? I like you. You got spunk. That never happens
in
real life.
He's a director from the 40s.
That never.
I like you, kid. You got moxie.
Exactly. I couldn't think of that.
23 skidoo, buckaroo.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I have any clue.
Oh, I... Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Ah, kid, you got moxie.
Hey, kid, I like this kid. He's a little firecracker, this one.
That never happens with me. I was a cop, you know. What the fuck? You know what? I like you. You got moxie.
You got...
Pull away.
Here's a voucher for another free speeding ticket.
I got to interrupt you.
Because cops have vouchers. This happens a lot.
One time I got a ticket. I swear this is a true story from a meter maid, and she was giving me the ticket. And I always thought to myself, I did think, I hope this gets me out of it at one point. But I remember thinking, I just want to do the right thing. And she was real ready for an argument. I said, listen, I don't want to do what everyone else does to you. I'm getting a ticket. Not my best part of my day, but I get it. I get it. She goes, well, I appreciate that. And she writes, and I said, no. And I figured she's probably seen this before where the minute she gives the ticket that they take it all back. And I was so proud of myself. I thought, she's going to go, this guy's serious. She gave me the ticket. I got in the car. My window was down. I said, try that. She goes, have a nice day. She goes, I guess I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. I went, no, I know what you mean. I go, it's all good. I got a ticket. Not the end of the world. I'll see you later. I was nice to the end.
Good for you.
But then when I went to pull away, I swear to God, for 1 second, I thought, she's really giving it to me. If I would have yelled back, you fucking piece of shit. But I didn't. Anyway, that's a long story
for
that.
That's when you wish you had a seltzer bottle. You know what I mean? Where you just go, hey, no, I'm serious. Have a nice day. And then go, oh, you know what, sweetie? One more thing. And spray in the face.
Oh, my God, Grant, that's brilliant. Because it's not, it's just seltzer. It doesn't, yeah. They don't deserve to have soda spilled on them or hot coffee. No. But a water that's going to dry in 10 minutes. You go, that's what,
yeah.
Who else would you do it to?
Oh, my God. I would do it to, I would do it to any, like, a snotty, like DMV
airline attendant,
someone who's really snotty, just be sugary sweet with them. And go, hey, I'm sorry, you know. And they're just like, you got to put your laptop away or whatever. Okay, sweetie, I'm sorry. I know you're doing your job. I really mean it. And you know what? You know what? I really hope you have a good day, and I sincerely mean that. And
well, thank you, because I am just doing my job.
I know you're just doing your job, and there's a big air, and airline company's been going through a lot of tough stuff.
Thank you.
Yes, and I.
Well, I just do what I'm told.
I know, sweetie, and I really appreciate that. And first of all, I like your hair. What you're doing, your hair looks great. You look gorgeous. I love your nails. I'm not making this up. You have beautiful nails.
Thank you.
And I want to show you one other thing.
I love Nancy Grace. I do everything she does.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
Even I eat.
You're a little firecracker, you are. I like you. You got spunk.
I like you too, to be honest.
Oh, come on. You're a little gorgeous. Are you flirting with me?
You're so sweet. I tell you what. Oh, you know what? I can. Can you? Can you drink on duty? Because if you could, you and I. You know, like flirt, charm her to death.
Oh, you went a completely different way. I thought you were going to spray seltzer on me. I thought we were doing
No, that's the bit. But I'm saying charm her so much, like charm her to where she's about to go. You know what? My husband, and you know, like we're gonna have sex, and then, sweetie, I got a little surprise for you.
Well, what is it?
It's a friend of mine. I can't keep. I'm a sales guy. There's only a couple of these made in the world. All right, you can't. Is it our secret?
Our secret.
You look like you can keep a secret.
You're really compliment. You are pouring it. I've never seen, even in a comedic way like you're doing it now, never seen it poured on like that. Look at you. If we could drink everything she wants to hear.
Yeah, of course.
You. Let me tell you something. At one point, when you started charming that person who we made pretend was. She thought, you can fuck. I've seen this before. You're not charming me. Put your fuck. And then you fucked him slowly. You know what it was?
Yeah.
When you said you're a little firecracker. She goes, I am.
I know how to crack the whip with little rascals like you. Well, sweetie, anytime you want to crack my whip, you let me know.
And you know, it helps you're better looking than her, too. Not to be mean. But in this, you know, because now you're like, you're good looking. You're coming on to her. She's starting to melt a little, right? You want to drink with her. She thinks, oh, my God, I think this guy wants to fuck me.
Yeah. Like, sweetie, I tell you what. Now when you land in Philly, you turn around and go right back to O'Hare, or when do you live? I want her to give me her hotel room key, and then I spray her with seltzer. You're staying at the Hampton Inn by the airport? Well, guess who's staying across the street? You know what? Just as soon as she slides her room key over, I don't normally do this. And I say, sweetie, you know what else I don't normally do?
Water. Well, Graham, I got something I want to say to you.
What's that, Todd?
Well, I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you. No, not that song. It was so good. If after that story, the music came right in. Start it over. I want to see how Graham does this. I'm going to be the first ever to do karaoke on the podcast. This is hot. I think I have a hot thing. People don't want to drive to see it, but I think they like in the convenience listening to it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes,
yes.
People who don't like seeing it live want to hear it in their ear.
Thank
by
you.
People who are not professional singers.
No, really try your heart. I'm Steven Spielberg. Remember that bit. Can you give him shitloads of echo, reverb?
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Listen. Miracles? I guess.
See, I like this.
Still happen now and then. Take your shoes off and step into my heart.
Wait, pause it. No, is this what you sing to her at your house before you spray seltzer on her?
I'm slowly taking my clothes off. She's taking her clothes off.
Keep going.
Okay. Welcome to my world.
She's taking her negligee off.
Built with you in mind.
She's melting like a motherfucker.
Knock, and the door shall open.
And then you walk out of your, like, walk-in closet.
Seek, and baby, you will find.
Oh, well, I never.
Ask, and you'll be given the key to this heart of mine. Seltzer water.
Graham, all that, you go to her place, you have this music, you sing, you serenade her.
Candlelight.
Knock, and the door.
And I'm like, sweetie, just follow the song. She comes in, there's rose petals on the ground.
Do you think that you, remember who this person was? Like, she was the mean person, wanted you to put your laptop away, which you're not arguing that you should do. It's just that you were real nice. So as soon as she said, put that away, you didn't hear it. You go, oh, I'm sorry, and you shoved it in your bag. That person. I'm not defending the fucking person that won't put their cell phone away. But I'm going to set this up so your person is, you were shoving it in the bag.
Yeah.
She saw it. You just honestly didn't hear. The minute she said it, you're like, oh my God, I'm sorry, and you couldn't get it in your bag quick enough. Usually, decent flight attendants, they give a sign of warmth. That's okay. You know, I'm appreciating that you're acknowledging that you forgot. You're not ignoring me. But then the fucking fuckity fucks, those fucking just miserable energy to have in the air. And you know what? Real quick.
Most of them are great.
That's what I want to... No. I feel that way also about flight attendants. The majority of them are good.
They're great. And they have a tough job.
I never realized how... It's still no job as the bad part of the job an excuse to take it out on the rest of the people, including me and you. And yeah. That's what I want to learn. I can't let... But my point is, if there are flight attendants that know how to do it, hey, it is tough. You're dealing with the public, and there, and you can't tell them to go fuck
themselves.
And there's
serious safety issues. Yeah. It's not in a restaurant. Like, there's serious safety issues.
And also, you can't tell them, like we can, to go fuck themselves.
Right.
So for any waiter or waitress, I've said this before in the service industry, it's a hard job. But there are ones that figure out how to do it. When you get those nasty flight attendants, I know people joke about it over the years, but I never realized the energy. I always thought, oh, they're mean, but it's more than that. Even if you never get a drink, I brought a bottle of water on a plane, never needed a drink from them, never needed anything, but witness their good energy. And I got off a plane, and four flight attendants all had just the nicest energy. And I thought to myself, I go, that made a huge difference.
Yeah, it did.
Like, you think, well, no shit, Todd. But, no, you really, I just witnessed when somebody asked for something or the way that she'd put her hand on somebody's shoulder and she goes, even when she didn't have something, I thought, that's why that job is so important, because that can change the whole vibe of a plane.
The whole
that's
vibe
an amazing
of anything.
Power
I mean,
to have.
Well, it's one of those things, like, I mean, and we sort of know this as you know, people say it, we forget sometimes, but people come up to us and go, man, I really needed to laugh, or, you know, we forget, like, making people laugh or making people nice or just be trying, like, I try to, you know, to be as nice and polite to people and say, have a nice day, and genuinely mean it as I can, because I, like you say, I know how much it means when I'm having a tough thing and somebody just does that one. That it's those little things from someone just puts a hand on the shoulder. They go, oh, you know, sweetie, just take an extra one or whatever. You know what I mean?
Like little that, thing like that means the world.
It's huge stuff.
And
that's why you spray them with seltzer when you get them in your hotel room.
So that woman, we want to remind who she was. She was, and after you said, oh my God, I'm putting it away, she went, yeah.
But if I spray her with, by that point, if I get her all in the room and I'm singing Roman and I spray it with seltzer, I think at that point she's going to be like, yeah, let's have this kind of party. And then it's like, it's a win-win. Then I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Welcome to my...
Oh, it's this kind of party. You know what I mean?
Hey, remember, here's another one of my favorite bits, and then we'll do this. And then we're going to say goodbye to Graham, and we're going to do a few more minutes once he leaves. I want to see what Blake Edwards has got in him.
Todd?
Remembered your name.
Wexler.
What did I just say?
Edwards.
Oh, my God. Don't start it.
My voice can't do that.
I should have made you do it.
That was brutal, man. Yeah. I mean, it was impressive, but I obviously have done a lot of yelling in my life, so I know what it's, I know what it's like to blow your voice out.
I've heard him in bed. Hello.
Goodbye.
Welcome to my world, Todd Seltzer.
Okay, so we have, let's do dueling. I think he doesn't realize I hear his thinking voice, and you don't. I don't realize you hear mine. So put mine on, put my echo on, and you put his echo on, and you go, and then we're talking, and then all of a sudden,
Okay. Oh, so we're actually talking now?
No. Here, I'll take the lead. You ready? I don't realize you hear my thinking voice, and you don't realize I hear your thinking voice. I can't believe Graham has to leave early. It's just so weird.
Who the fuck does 25 minutes after an hour show?
Oh, my God. I can hear Graham's thinking voice.
I can hear Todd's voice, and it's stupid. I wish I could spray it with seltzer water.
Oh, my God. I totally hear his voice, and he's insulting me, and he's a friend of mine. I hope I could fucking smash his little dumb face in.
I just don't know how I don't know how I could ever convey to Todd that I don't like him. It's been 15 years of him.
He doesn't know that I hear him. I can't believe it. Now, if I hear him, why can't I hear him saying he hears me? But this doesn't make sense.
bailout, we're the bailouts. Bailout, we're the bailouts. We're the bailouts, 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 bailout.
So I didn't do the bit correctly? Is that what happened? Did I?
Oh, no. You did. I messed up.
Oh, okay.
You were great.
Okay.
You were great. This is a safe zone. We don't make fun of people
this
here.
Feels
I'm serious.
Like, a bit of the way, if I didn't know you very well, if I didn't know who you were and how I know you love crazy radio bits and your whole act is get number two, all that. If I didn't know you and just sort of knew you and came in here, I'd be like, this is some kind of therapy show. Like, this is really like, at some point you're going to ask me, like, your childhood. You know what I mean? Like,
hold on. Can we get the, Paul Anka? We have video. We're going to end like this. We have some
video for the podcast.
We don't have video. We have a slideshow.
Oh,
And they're pictures your parents send us of you. And, and we've gathered these pictures.
So I really feel, if I didn't know you, I feel like this is a show where your whole thing is to maneuver me into crying about something.
Watch this. Paul Anka, do you remember? Listen to the words. It's about someone thinking through their life, and they remember back, and the pictures, one at a time.
Good morning, yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Where would you get
Graham?
That? No, how did you get that photo?
How old are you, Graham, in that photo?
I'm 7.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God, it was my first bicycle, and then it was... Oh, it was taken away.
No.
What's that in your hand?
That was like a baseball glove that I got. It was like a promotional thing when I was a kid.
Oh my God. Hold on. This next picture. Go ahead. Now, why is your dad yelling at you here?
I don't know.
Oh, it was a rough summer. That was,
I feel bad. Should I have not showed these slides? Are you okay?
I can't.
Oh, I feel I shouldn't have done this. Flip it. Go to the next one.
No, that's my...
Go. Oh, my God.
That was my favorite dog.
All right, now this looks like a happy picture. You're at McDonald's.
Oh, that's my sister left.
Well, you're what?
Where'd she go?
Just outside.
All right, flip it off. All right, Graham, we're going to say goodbye.
Hi, everybody. That was our after show. Oh, my God, that was a weird ending. I knew it was a weird ending, but that's why when I got back to my house, and I'm not even lying, oh, my God, I was out of my mind. I turned my phone back on, my recorder on my phone, and then I really have. That's the after show back at my house. So that's what you're going to hear right now, and that's how this week episode ends, back at my house all by myself. With my little phone recorder. So enjoy the after show back at my house. All right, bye, everybody. Calling Blake Edwards. Blake. Not Blake Edwards. Why do I keep doing that?
You're on my show.
No, Blake. It's Todd. You're on my show. It's called Back Home at the End of the Night.
No.
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, that was a fun night, wasn't it?
You're also on my show.
No, I'm not doing a show now. Hey, I think we could really use a lot of that stuff.
I think so, too. I thought it was so funny.
That was so much fun, like, to be able to end it all up with the actual bit that we did at the end of the night.
It was awesome. I think that we should, definitely get, I'll bring my microphone next time.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun, I think. Yeah, we could do that. Blake, I have to be honest with you. I've been lying a lot tonight, and I don't like it, but you are on my show.
Wait a minute. I was on your show earlier, right? I was on your show earlier. I'm not on it right now.
Yeah, by the way, I swear to God I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I'm, home. You know, I get freaked out easy. And I thought I heard somebody banging. Yeah, I mean, you're sort of cutting my show off, but go ahead. I don't want you to be lost. Can you call me back when you find your way so we can have our wrap-up show?
Yes, I will.
All right, bye. All right, it's just you and me, everybody. I'm at my house, and I think everything's all right. I really did hear some noise, but I think it was the people next door. Their garage door opened. So now I'm coming into my living room. You know what's unbelievable? I could have sound effects. Like, I could really kick this show up and get it going again. Hold on one second. Let me get my computer out. And you're listening to it's me back home. This is truly, it's the end of the night. And basically, you're going to make a little, I'm going to have a little snack. And, you know, and we'll be right back with the after show back at my house.
Ooh, Todd will be right back.
Florida. You're back, and you're with me, and this is like basically the end of the night. I'm going to make a little sandwich. I'm going to take some chicken soup, take the chicken out of it, put it on some bread that I'm going to heat on the gas stove. Not bread, what are they called? Tortillas. And you put them on the right on the gas, and you just keep flipping them. It's good. Good stuff. Hey, did you ever make a grilled cheese with an iron? No? No. What do I got for you here? Do we have a little background music? I could do the Hubba Hubba song with you. You know? You like it?
Ah, happy!
Oh, happy!
Yes, happy!
Happy!
Ah, what are you doing? Walking down the street?
On a sunny day.
Hubba, 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 hubba.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Hubba, hubba, hubba. Hubba, hubba, hubba. Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Hubba, 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 hubba.
Because I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
A happy boy.
Happy boy. Ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
My little dog Spike got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, hubba,
hubba. It's a true story.
Because I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
A happy boy.
Happy boy.
Ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. I forgot all about it for a month and a half. Then I looked in the door and started to laugh. But I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
A happy boy.
Happy boy.
Ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
That's a true story.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.